Now we're going to configure the temporary database, or tempdb, so that it's in a good state to use in a data warehouse. We've already configured the storage for the database itself, but in addition to striping the data in the database across a number of different drives, it's important to do the same thing for tempdb. The default configuration for tempdb will typically be on the C drive, and that's not adequate if you want to get high I/O bandwidth on tempdb. So let's take a look at the configuration for tempdb, the default configuration that was created when we installed SQL Server. See the properties here. So I click Files under Properties, and we see these files. So there's a data file in the primary file group, and it's on the C drive. So that's not good. So let's see if we can move that off the C drive. Let's put that onto the F drive. Wait a second, it's not allowing me to change it. So I can't type over that. So that's actually by design. And for these tempdb files, to move the initial tempdb data and log files off of their original locations, you have to use a different technique. What you have to do instead is to alter the database and modify the file to give it a new name on a new drive. So let's try this. Let's modify the file to go onto the F drive and call it tempdata1.mdf. Okay. Now it says here that the new path will not be used until the next time we restart the database. So let's do the same thing for the log file. We're going to move the log file to the J drive. Right? So now let's restart the database server itself. This will take a little while, so I'm going to pause for the time being. All right, I've restarted the server. Now let's take a look at the properties of tempdb. I'm going to refresh here to make sure I get the most up-to-date ones. All right, that doesn't look right. Let's cancel this and take another look. Take a look at the files. Okay, so you see here that the data file for tempdb is now on the F drive, and the log file is on the J drive. So now, in a previous demonstration, I already showed you how to add files to a database. So in order to stripe tempdb across multiple drives, what we need to do here is add, assuming we have four data drives, we'd add three additional files and put them on the drives that come after F. I'll just do one of them just to show you how that would be done and then show you the final result. So we'll add a file. Make sure it's 10% growth. I don't want it on the C drive. Let's put it on a drive of its own. So G comes after F, so let's use that. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. Okay, now we see that we've got the two files there. And you would continue to do that and add the two additional files so that you had the files striped across all four disks in tempdb. I'm going to pause now and then I'll show you the final result. All right, I went ahead and added the additional files for tempdb, and now it's easy that we've got a nice set of four data files on four different drives. These are the same drives we're using for data. In a data warehouse environment, it's perfectly reasonable to stripe tempdb across the same drives that you're using for data. Some people recommend that you don't do that in an online transaction processing or OLTP environment, but this is just fine in a data warehouse. And again, we're putting the log file on the J drive.